Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on Extreme Country 105.7. Now talking with head coach of the Martin County West girls basketball team, Cliff Anderson. And Cliff, first of all, talk a little bit about last year. You guys finished at 23-7, very successful season. And just kind of recap that quickly before we get into this year.
Yeah, seven losses. Three of them were to Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, who went to state, very nice team, and one to Fairmont, one to Wyndham. So they were pretty good teams that we had lost to during the season. And 23 wins, won our conference undefeated, I think 12-0 in the conference. And I don't remember what seed we got, but we lost to Sleepy Eye St. Mary's up at Gustavus. So very successful season, and want to build on that this year. We lost three seniors last year, Hannah Rosenberg, Avery Sanders, and Emily Anderson. So that's kind of the quick overview of that from last year.
And three pretty important players. And how do you look at trying to fill those holes for those three this year?
Well, it's never easy. Avery was our starting point guard, and Emily was our leading scorer, and up there in the other stats also. So that'll be a tough spot to replace. But we've got a lot of returning players also. Three starters are returning, so they have experience, and girls are going to have to step up and be willing to shoot the ball and hopefully make some. But we've got a good little nucleus, and I know our girls will play hard, and we'll have good goals for the year here and see what happens.
And you started out the season with a win over GFW. You were supposed to have a game on Tuesday as well, but that one didn't happen because of the weather. But how did the first game go?
Well, we were able to go up to Winthrop and get a 44-33 victory. First game for us, it was their third game, and going on the road for us, we knew that it would be a pretty tough game for us, seeing that we do have some inexperience for girls that needed to get some varsity time. And the offensive side for both teams was pretty ugly, not very good shooting, and a defensive-minded game, kind of. And, you know, I think our defense will always hold us in most of the games, but we have to shoot better. We were like 3 of 17 from threes and 15 of 56 overall, and that's only 26%. So you got to really work hard on defense if you're going to win games when you play offense like that. And one of our positives was we got to the line 23 times, which is probably more than we ever did last year even, so that was one of our goals. But again, we only made 11, so that's 47%, so we like to get there that many times, but we have to start on all aspects of offense, shooting the ball a little bit better.
Is there anybody you're looking to right now or that you've seen kind of come out as being a leader on this year's team?
Oh, I think so. Courtney Anderson is our a starting guard for us, and she's been, I think, a two-year starter. And she'll be fine. She'll be a leader. She's given it everything she's got, and she'll be tough. Maddie Carlson, another starter, she didn't play in the game. She's out with an injury. We don't know when she's going to get back. Emily Shetler is another senior, two-year starter, plays some posts. Now she's going to have to probably move out to a little bit of a forward position for us, and she'll do fine. She'll be a good team leader, too. Our third senior on the team this year is Addie Woolleader, and she started the last game also. So those three seniors will have to be a little more vocal and lead us, but those are our remaining players that played a lot of minutes last year.
And you got a great group of kids, and they're coming off a successful volleyball season and hopefully turning that success into, you know, success on the basketball court as well.
Absolutely. Success leads to more success, obviously, and basketball's a little tougher game. You know, it takes five of you and play offense, defense, and all those things, but we've got a good nucleus that came up from the JV team last year. Taylor Hughes is going to play a lot of minutes for us. She had 6 points in the game. Bailey Larson had a really good game rebounding. She had 13 rebounds. Ida Roman started the game for us, and she was our leading scorer with 13 points and 4 steals and 3 assists. And then Ivy Olson also starts for us, and she had a nice game of 10 points, and I don't have the rebounds in front of me, but she was up there on that too. So that part was good, and our defense against GFW was strong. We did a nice job that way, and if we can figure out our offense, and then when teams press us and trap us, we get that figured out sometime during the year here or as soon as possible, then I think we can be a formidable opponent for teams.
And who do you look to be your biggest competition within the conference and just teams in general this season?
Well, if we continue to shoot after the first game, they're all going to be competition. But on paper, Nicholas got a really nice nucleus. Grenada, obviously, that's a rival, and when they get it together, they'll be pretty tough. We've played Alden a lot. We played them in the playoffs last year and in the summer, and they play a good 2-3 zone. They have some size, which gives us a little trouble, and they'll be those three teams. I'm not sure about Loyola. I think they have a new coach. So those are the kind of the teams in the conference, and again, our section is Well, we have the best team in the state almost, in Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. They have returning nucleus of everybody, basically, and I think Bold up there is pretty good, too.
And on more of a personal level, what's it like for you coaching now and then having to run off and watch your daughter play in college? Is it a little bit different seeing her on a different level?
Well, sure it is. And, you know, we've been able to go to quite a few because they play on Saturdays a lot. And the Wednesday games, if it's too far away, we'll just watch them on the internet from their wherever game they're playing for. So that's kind of fun, yell at the TV a little bit at Emily. And she's getting some minutes. Their team has had a little injury problem, so she's getting more minutes. So she's doing fine, but, you know, it's good.
Do you yell Emily out at the games now in college like you did in high school too?
No, Marla won't let me do that. I have to be quiet and things. So we have Emily Shetler on our team and Emily and stuff, so I can yell Emily still during our games and feel good and comfortable then. So.
All right.
No, it's fine.
Well, Coach, we look forward to covering you this season, and best of luck to you.
That's right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you covering us and doing this. Thank you.
And that was head coach of the Martin County West Mavericks girls basketball team, Cliff Anderson. We thank him for joining us here on our winter preview show. That's going to do it for this Black Friday. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us and listening to the Martin County West Fall Recap Show. If you heard that at 11, and now this preview here at 1 on Extreme Country. We're your home for the Mavericks all season long.